Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today on this Tuesday. We really appreciate you tuning in on our anniversary week. Pastor David Hope is in the studio. Say hi, Pastor David.
Hello, everyone.
We are grateful that you're here, Pastor, because this is actually the first week a year ago that we started doing one-hour shows. Now, you remember all the 15-minute shows that we did?
Yes, I do.
And you remember how it was, and we'd get these little snippets of things, and we'd teach for 15, and then we'll do another 15, and we would send these out to so many different stations and so many different formats, and that was 5 years ago, mm-hmm. at least, that we're doing that, and then this last year where God has really put on our heart, so it's our anniversary week, and it's a blessing, so we're going to have our Chat Tango window open in a moment. But let me give you our address. It is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. My email address is therev at midwatchwiththerev.com, or you can reach me at david@revmedianetwork.com. It's a blessed week. We're going to try and have some guest hosts in there. Pastor David's the first one up. And he's going to be teaching today on the blessings of Abraham. So, Pastor, I'm going to give you plenty of time. But tell me, first of all, we did a great remodel of the church. And just give me a quick few minutes, if you want. Just tell about the church and stuff, and then we'll get into your teaching.
Okay, well, the church looks very nice. And we're very thankful the Lord provided so that we could present the gospel and sort of an atmosphere of excellence, because we serve an excellent God, and we just would invite people to come and hear the word of God and let us love you with the love of Jesus, and because you're important to us, because you're important to Jesus. So we invite you to come and look forward for you today to hear about the blessing of Abraham.
Amen, amen. There is something about being faithful. Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
I mean, you just go through it.
In your own life, David, when you're faithful here at Metro Church, you'll find your commissions go up.
Amen.
In real estate.
Amen.
Even if you have less time to spend on them.
Amen.
Because God honors faithfulness.
Amen. I think God's really just touching this whole area of that we're at. He's getting this church prepared for a great harvest. Amen.
Amen.
We have to expect a great harvest, though.
That's right. If we don't expect it, we don't get it.
And that's why I'm glad that Pastor's teaching on the topic that he's teaching today is that, you know what? You're due. You are due what God has promised you. You can't let your mind think about it any other way, but you're due. God made a promise to you, and he's going to honor it. But you got to do your part. You got to be faithful. You got to be obedient. Obedient brings the favor of God, and you just got to stand on the scripture by faith.
Yeah, the devil wants people to quit.
Yep.
And so he'll bring discouragement. He'll try to get you to focus on what you can see, looking at the seen world instead of the unseen world. But God promises in Galatians chapter 6 that in due season, don't be weary in well-doing. In due season, you shall reap a harvest if you faint not, or if you don't quit. So if you don't quit, you're going to win automatically. The only way you lose is if you quit.
God's promises are there. All we have to do is allow it time to manifest in our lives, in our ministry, in our finances, in our home.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, take us into your teaching.
All right. Well, I guess the main text for today is Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And this is about the blessing of Abraham. Okay, we'll begin reading in verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through Him. You know, a lot of people have heard the teaching, and it's good, and we'll go over it real quick, that the curse of the law is spiritual death, poverty, and sickness. So because Jesus hung on the tree for us, died on the cross, we're redeemed from that. But also, one of the other important reasons, it says he did that so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Because prior to that, the blessing of Abraham was just for the natural Jew.
And Pastor, what were those five again?
Well, the spiritual, there are three. Spiritual death.
Okay.
Poverty.
Okay.
And sickness.
All right.
And so we don't have to have that, but notice that, I just can't. Let's just look in Genesis chapter 1. We need to know why we have the blessing of Abraham and what it is, so that we could operate in it. If we don't know what it is, and then also know it's for us to use and what we're supposed to do with it, we're not going to walk in our full inheritance. So that's why we're teaching on that today. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, this God blessed Adam and Eve and spoke to them, and this is the first words that they heard. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. It's interesting to note that when God blessed them, Adam and Eve already had eternal life. Death was never part of the program. That came in when sin entered in on the scene, because the wages of sin is death. So they already had eternal life. They were already living in bodies that would never wear out. They were inhabiting eternity like God, just like we do when we go to heaven. The Garden of Eden was heaven on earth.
Amen.
And so, yet even though they had eternal life, they were inhabiting eternity, God blessed them. So there's a blessing from God that we can receive that is above and beyond having eternal life. And we have that blessing for a reason. And this blessing that God spoke over them is the same blessing of Abraham, because God never changes His plan. And that's the blessing that we have now through Christ Jesus, that the blessing of Abraham come upon us. Notice the blessing of Abraham is not plural. It's not the blessings of it. It's the blessing, because it's that one blessing, that one anointing that produces many blessings for every area of our lives.
Amen. Amen.
And so, as you know the story, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and God says, for in the day that thou shalt eatest thereof, talking about the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, He said, don't eat of that, for in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Because up to that point, there was no death. And so Adam had an assignment through the blessing that was on his life. In other words, because God blessed them, because this blessing was on them, he would be able to accomplish this assignment, which was to take the Garden of Eden and multiply it or duplicate it throughout the whole earth. Remember, God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Put the earth back to the original state. And I know we don't have time to go into that today, but when he says replenish, it says to me there was one time before Adam arrived, there was something there. And now Adam and Eve were given the responsibility and the anointing to restore it, to create heaven on earth. And Jesus even teaches us today to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when we receive Jesus, we have the blessing of Abraham, and that blessing has anoints us to take things that are dying, that are dry and desolate, and turn them into blessed, turn them into the Garden of Eden. It starts in our heart, because the kingdom of God, it becomes to live inside of us. And then we take it into our marriage, into our home, our family, to our church, then out where we go into the marketplace and the grocery store and our where we work and so forth, and make the whole earth that the devil has messed up and twisted, and bring the anointing through the blessing of Abraham to take that which is dead and dying and turn it around into the Garden of Eden, until the whole world on earth is like it is in heaven, that the knowledge of God would cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And we have the blessing to do that, that produces all kind of blessings in every area of our life. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
So by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. But by one man righteousness entered, and that was the last Adam, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But when Adam and Eve first took of that fruit, they were driven out of the garden, and basically everything that was working for them now was working against them. Everything around them was dying instead of living. Death, negative circumstances were ruling over their life instead of them having the dominion over all the circumstances, over all the animals, over everything God had created, including Satan and all his demons. And then some years later, God found a man named Abram and made a covenant with him. And he said, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And he will be a blessing, not blessings. And then he directed him to Canaan, where there was a famine, and he continued to Egypt. And at first, Abraham had no idea of the power of the blessing, that when God blessed him. You and I get born again, we know we have eternal life, but we may have no idea the power of the blessing of Abraham that comes on us through Jesus Christ when we're born again. And that's why we're teaching it today, so that we'll know what we have, know who we are, and that we still have the same assignment as Adam and Eve, and that is to replenish the earth and make it good.
Amen. I think a lot of people don't realize that they have more than what they have in their life. They don't realize it. Like the promise of salvation, that's like the biggest thing that you can get. Then you get all these things added in, and you're missing. We're just getting the promise of salvation. We're not getting all the stuff added in. I think that we need to understand that.
Amen. Amen. Because the blessing of Abraham gives us the ability to turn a place that is dusty, dry, poor, and famine into a garden spot, into the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. It's interesting in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 33 and 35, says, God spoke through the prophet Ezekiel, and he said, thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, which is when we receive Jesus, that's the only way we can be cleansed, not just the blood of a bull or a goat to temporarily cover them up, but to have the remission of sin, the removal, be cleansed from all our iniquities. He says this, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited.
Amen. Amen. That's amazing.
Isn't it? You and I have that anointing to do that.
Amen.
Because the devil twists things. He takes something beautiful and good that God has given us, because he has no original thoughts. He just takes what's beautiful and twists it. The word wicked really... The root word it comes from is the same root word for wicken, like a wicker, wicken furniture.
Okay.
You know, you take the straw and you twist it. And so the devil comes and twists and perverts something beautiful, and then you and I, with the ministry of Jesus, picking up this ministry that he gave to us, we're the body of Christ now. Instead of one man walking in the body, we have all of us. That's why we can do greater things. And we come and we untwist it and put it right back to the way that it was, something beautiful. We can go right into a mess and turn it into beauty, because we call the things that be not as though they were, and then make dead things come alive and turn a dry, desolate place into the Garden of Eden because of the blessing of Abraham that is upon us.
Amen, Pastor. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back with this teaching. God bless you. We'll be right back.
A 60-second look at sports with your sports chaplain of the air, Dr. Dwight Allen.
I've been reading Sarah Palin's book, Going Rogue, and I'm astounded by her association with sports. First, she had a passion to be a big dog sports reporter, as she put it, on ESPN. Consequently, she named her first daughter Bristol because of Bristol, Tennessee being the home of ESPN. She named her first boy Track because he was born in the middle of track season. Her sports-minded father then asked her what she would have named him if he had been born in the middle of wrestling season. Would you have named him Wrestle? And Sarah replied, no, Matt. In the middle of basketball season, we would have named him Court. And if he had been born in the middle of hockey season, we would have named him Zamboni. Dwight Allen here for a 60-second look at sports.
A 60-second look at sports with your sports chaplain of the air, Dr. Dwight Allen.
I ask him.
A 60-second look at sports with your sports chaplain of the air, Dr. Dwight Allen.
I asked Ken Johnson, the chaplain of the Indianapolis Colts, to talk about character and why it is so important.
Character will keep you where your gifts take you. Your gifts will make room for you, but character will keep you once you're in that room. Character will keep you out of hotel rooms when you're not married. Character will keep you out of bars. Character will keep you out of speeding cars. Character will keep you, you know, giving back to the Lord. Character will keep you as an example to make a difference. And so who you are speak much louder than anything you say, because what you do speaks louder. And so that's why this aspect of having character is so paramount.
Your character is measured by whatever it takes to stop you. This is Dwight Allen, your sports chaplain of the air, for a 60-second look at sports.
A 60-second look at sports. A 60-second look at sports with your sports chaplain of the air, Dr. Dwight Allen.
I first met Adam Greenberg in Arizona during spring training as a young, likable kid who was battling for an outfield job with the Cubs. In July 2005, the Cubs brought him up in the big leagues. He was asked to pinch hit July 9th against the Florida Marlins with Los Santos, a big 6'2" left-hander, on the mound. During his first big league appearance, the first ball pitched hit him in the head. He spent months in the hospitals trying to overcome dizziness. The Cubs released him, but he was picked up by the Dodgers. I mean, he was such a great kid, and I still pray for him. But he won't quit, so don't you quit when something takes you out of the game, okay? Dwight Allen for a 60-second look at sports.
Hello, my friends. This is Evangelist Charles Malott. I'd like to invite each one of you to take time to tune in to Life Through the Eyes of Christ. It's every Friday night at 8 p.m. at Central Time, and Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. I call it Life Through the Eyes of Christ because I believe that is the way God wants us to look at the world around us, through the eyes of Christ. So I invite each and every one to take time, tune in at 8 p.m. Friday night Central Time and Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time to join in, where I will be preaching and praying for the sick. That's Life Through the Eyes of Christ. And I thank each and every one. God bless you all.
A 60-second look at sports with your sports chaplain of the air, Dr. Dwight Allen.
T.S. Eliot wrote, humor is also a way of saying something serious, and it certainly has a place in sports. My favorite moment in sports was when Sandy Alomar hit into what somebody called the grand out cycle. He hit into a triple play, a double play, and then just made a regular out. I've never heard it put that way, but I got a good laugh. Psalm 128:2 equates laughing with happiness, and that laughing is an offspring of the joy seen in Galatians 5. It helps release the terror tension of the day and gives us a brighter perspective of life. Laughter is good for the soul, you know. So don't stop seeing the lighter side of life through sports, okay? Dwight Allen, your sports chaplain of the air.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. We got Pastor David Hope in the building with us, and he's doing his teaching from talking about the blessings of Abraham and what it does for us and how much it can change things that are happening in our lives. We got to take control of it. We got to take control of, you know, everybody says, I can't handle it. I can't control what happens to me. That's a lie. You can control it through prayer and faith.
And the one thing you can control, no matter what your circumstances, like we talked before, is whether you're going to quit or not. You don't have to have resources. You don't have to have abilities or talents or giftings or know the right people or anything else. Anyone can decide they're not going to quit. And if you don't quit, trust God, you will come out on top. Every single time. You can't lose if you don't quit. And you see, that's what happened to Adam and Eve. They were, the circumstances were such they didn't have dominion. You know, people say, well, I did wrong because under the circumstances I didn't see any way out. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? Because of Jesus, we've been given back the original dominion that Adam and Eve have, and we can take dominion over circumstances even, and find a promise in the Word of God, believe it in our heart, confess it with our mouth, then walk like it's done, and those circumstances will have to change because the Word of God will not. And so that's why we're studying what the blessing of Abraham is. We talked about how that God never changes. It's still His plan to make this earth like heaven. And the blessing on Abraham was the original blessing that was on Adam. And it manifested in its fullness when the last Adam, who was Jesus Christ, came unto the earth. Praise the Lord. But on Abraham, because he was a natural Jew, that blessing that was on him was a natural blessing. In other words, a material blessing. Have you noticed that most Jewish people do right well when it comes to finances and material things? Why? Because they understand the blessing of Abraham is upon them, and that they get it from their father tells them about it. Even if they're not religious people, even if they don't go to the synagogue and so forth and so on, they still understand the blessing of Abraham is on them, that it is a material blessing, and they expect to succeed and do well in the material realm in the area of their finances. Praise the Lord. And so Abraham was blessed materially. In fact, in Genesis 24:35, this is what Abraham's servant said to Laban, Rebekah's brother, talking about Abraham. He said, "And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses." That sounds to me like a material blessing. But he couldn't appropriate the full spiritual part of that because he was a just natural Jew. And the full appropriation of that, like Adam had, didn't come along until the last Adam, Jesus Christ, came to the earth just like the original man, living in eternity, who could appropriate the fullness of that blessing. He was born from above, just like you and me when we're born again. So Abraham became very rich and passed the blessing on to Isaac, then Isaac to Jacob. They were also very extremely rich. And they knew the value of the blessing, so much so to the point that Jacob stole the blessing from Esau. And here's what Isaac tells his son Jacob. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply. That sounds just like the blessing that Adam had. The reason why it sounds the same is because it is the same blessing. That thou mayest be a multitude of people and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. There, in other words, we're going to inherit what strangers have. Because when man sinned, all the things that should be in the hands of God's people that got out of our hands, now with the blessing of Abraham, we're going to straighten things out. We're going to get that back. It's all part of the end time wealth transfer, and we need to know what it is. And so we don't want to get caught up in this demonic counterfeit that's going on right now in our country and other places where, you know, I'm going to take from these people who won't play ball with me, who won't vote for me, and then I'm going to give it to the unions and so forth, people that are going to do what I want. That is demonic, satanic counterfeit of the end time wealth transfer. And the blessing of Abraham is going to cause things that strangers have to come into our land, because we have the anointing to take a dry and dusty place that's full of death and turn it into life, like the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 26, the Bible says in verse 1, there was a famine in the land where Isaac was. But because the blessing of Abraham was on him, says in verse 12, then Isaac sowed into that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him because the blessing of Abraham was on him. Praise the Lord. So, you see what's happening now is everything that Adam lost, including the people that are under the devil's control and the property, are coming back into the hands of God's people here in these last days. We're going to see people come in to the kingdom of God and receive Jesus like never before because of you and I. We have the dominion. Don't wait for lost people to come to church. There's not going to be very many of them that'll come into church. We go out where there's a mess, out into the world, and bring the anointing and the blessing of Abraham to make things beautiful. Praise the Lord. That's one of the main reasons why the body of Christ is still on the earth, is to recoup and recover everything that was lost, to bring some people with us and show the beauty of God to a lost and dying and sighing world. And so the challenge facing the church now is to have faith that we have the blessing upon us. Sometimes God will lead us in places where it's desolate and where people's lives are wasted and messed up. And He does that, and He leads you there, even though you may be obedient. You're walking in the blessings of God. You don't want to deal with that kind of stuff. You've come above that because you've trusted God. But who else can go in there? It takes the anointing. It takes the blessing of Abraham to straighten out that mess. And that's where you come in. So don't hesitate. Don't be afraid to go where there's a mess when God is sending you, because through the blessing that's in you and the anointing that's on you, you can take that which is dry and desolate and turn it into the Garden of Eden. That's in marriages. That's in families. That's in ministry. That's in business. Hallelujah. We have the anointing to turn lives from the worst to the best, to make that which is hopeless become like the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. We got another break coming up. You got more material?
Just a little bit, I believe we can.
Okay. Do that. We're going to come right back. We're going to do a quick break, and we'll be right back.
So how much time?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there. There's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. Hi, this is David Yannis, host of MidWatch with the Rev, and General Station Manager for Rev Media Network. Just want to tell you about GodChristianTalent.com. Again, that is GodChristianTalent.com. It is a website that has good data. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of MidWatch with the Rev and the Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. And we've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com to find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages. But let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book? And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format. If you can take it anywhere, you don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
Here is quarterback Kurt Warner talking about playing arena football.
Really, my eyes were fixed on one thing, and that was the NFL and the fame and the fortune and all that stuff that came with it. And I think God kind of shocked me when he didn't allow some things to work out here, open some doors in arena football, because it really brought back my love for the game. And it was my opportunity to really fall in love with Jesus at the same time, when you weren't dealing with all the pressures, you weren't dealing with all the stress, you weren't dealing with the notoriety, the fame, the money. It was just me enjoying what I was doing. And, you know, God brought that back to me that, hey, this is what it's all about. It's not about all the accolades and all the things that come with it. It's really about glorifying me and doing it by using your gifts and having fun along the way.
For more sports shorts, go to asecondlookatsports.org.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
A billboard at the Chicago White Sox spring training camp, who won the 2006 World Series, reads, "If you first succeed, repeat." Former Yankee Joe Girardi on manager Joe Torre, his best skill as a leader was he always made you feel safe with him. He left you with the feeling that we'll be okay if we stick together. With Joe, I always felt safe coming to the clubhouse. Benjamin Franklin, if you're willing to give up credit, you can get anything done. Shaquille O'Neal at age 34, the older you get, the wiser you get, and the wise man always wins. And someone said, character is whatever it takes to stop you. For more quotes, go to asecondlookatsports.org.
Welcome back. This is your host, David Yanez, and we have Pastor David Hope in the studio with us, and we're going to continue his study on the blessings of Abraham. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, well, we covered it, I think, okay, what the blessing of Abraham is, that it is an anointing to prosper and to take that which is dying and where there's famine and dryness and death and turn it into life and abundance and prosperity, that we could take things that are messed up, that are just a mess, and see the power of God make it come into something beautiful, and that our assignment is to make this whole earth like the Garden of Eden. Well, if you look around the earth, it's obvious that not many people in the body of Christ have a revelation of their anointing to do that, because there's a lot of ugly things in this world. And so it's time for us to step up and go where God leads us into a mess. Know that we're there to make it into something beautiful, and it's gonna take the power of God. What a surprise. The thing works by faith, just like everything from God. It's gonna take faith. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We spoke the word of God. You know, we heard about the blood of Jesus, then we got faith for that, and we got saved. We heard about, you know, the name of Jesus and the healing scriptures, and we got healed. Well, now we're hearing about the blessing of Abraham, and that same blessing that was on Adam and on Jesus is on you and me, and we have to believe that and put it to the test and see God's miracle working power to turn something, to replenish this earth and make it like the Garden of Eden. That blessing is on you and it's on me, Brother David.
Amen. Amen.
And it's on every member of the body of Christ to do and finish what Jesus started, to create heaven all over this earth.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, why don't you pronounce a blessing over the people?
Amen. I'd love to do that. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us eternal life, that you've redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessings of Abraham could come upon us through Jesus Christ. So, Father, we don't let that go to waste. We say, Lord, give us a complete, full revelation of what the blessing of Abraham does and how it produces multiple blessings in our lives and onto the people around us, wherever that we go. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree and establish it on the earth, that as the listeners release their faith for this, we say in Jesus' name, they have the power to take a dry and desolate place and turn it into the Garden of Eden. In Jesus' name, I command the blessing upon them. In the name of Jesus, I say where they walk into a messy situation where the marriage is a mess, I say that that marriage will look like the Garden of Eden in Jesus' name, as they release the anointing and declare the word of God in Jesus' name. That businesses that look a mess, as, Lord, they'll speak the word of God and believe it, and the anointing will turn that into the Garden of Eden. That everywhere they go, that people will know that the Spirit of God walks with them, for they'll prosper, and everything they touch will prosper in Jesus' name. And that the world will know, Lord, that they have something, that the blessing of Abraham would be upon them, and that their Jewish brethren, unsaved, would recognize the blessing of Abraham and would be jealous to receive it through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that they're anointed to do their assignment, and wherever they go, they bring the beauty of the Lord for your glory. We count it as done by faith for your glory in Jesus' name. amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. If you take that blessing and you put it to your heart, God is gonna do something for you. I believe that. I believe you can get blessed today, and I believe that this word is for someone out there that needs to hear it, that needs to hear what God is trying to say to their hearts. You may be going through a hard time, and you may not know what to do. You may think you're alone and that your life has always been this way. It'll never change, but God has other things. God has other things for you. Thank you, Pastor. Why don't you give us just a quick update on the time of the church services, address, all that kind of stuff.
Sunday morning, 10:30. Sunday evening, 6 o'clock. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. You can read about us on the web at www.emetrochurch.com or www.davidhopeministries.com, and we'd love to have you so that we can love you with the love of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Actually, you're right here.
Upstairs.
You can come by anytime. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the show, and we'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. I'm